Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. Welcome to episode 96 of Art Talk. More importantly, welcome to the first chapter of my new series, The Gaze Reclaimed. Part 1, Looking Inward. So in the last episode, I shared my intention to begin this journey, a series that unravels the complexity of the gaze, how it has been shaped, distorted, and dominated for centuries, and how we, especially as women, are reclaiming it. In this opening episode, I begin with the most intimate perspective, my own. I speak to you today not only as a woman and artist, but also as an art historian and cultural philosopher, someone deeply attuned to the stories we've inherited, the ones we've lost, and the ones we are now finally beginning to tell on our own terms. Let me begin with a memory, a turning point. Years ago, I painted a self-portrait without hiding behind abstraction or metaphor. I simply painted myself, unfiltered, unguarded. And when I finished, I burst into tears. For the first time, I truly saw myself. Not the curated version, that I curated myself, to be honest, but the raw, vulnerable, whole version. That act of looking, really looking, was transformative. And to this day, I sketch myself regularly. Some portraits remain unfinished, sitting quietly on my shelf, waiting for the right moment to emerge. But why this series? A few years back, I ran a portrait giveaway, a simple offer. I would sketch or paint a portrait of anyone, female, who entered. Except hardly anyone did. Most told me they didn't want a portrait of themselves on the wall. Some said they didn't like their face. And others said they felt too plain, even ugly. It shocked me. And yet, I understood it. Recently, I stumbled upon an old photo of myself, and I was genuinely struck by the beauty I had never seen at the time. Why couldn't I see it then? The answer didn't come from theory or analysis. It came through the practice of drawing myself again and again, in parts and in whole. To make an important note, I'm not a therapist. I do not believe art is a therapy, but art is therapeutic. So through that repetition, I began to accept and eventually love what I saw. This is not just personal. This is historical. Women artists, Artemisia Gentilici, Elisabetta Serrani, Berthe Morisot, and Gwen John used portraiture not only as artistic expression, but as quiet acts of rebellion. They were painting their own gaze into a world determined to erase it. And while they painted, they fought against exclusion from academies, from life drawing classes, and from the pages of art history books that refused to name them. Gombrich's The Story of Art? Not one woman. Jensen's? The same. This matters, because when you're not reflected, you become invisible, even to yourself. Especially women of color, who have seen in an entirely different way, exoticized, marginalized, or erased altogether. That's what this series is about, reclaiming the gaze. One story at a time. Not to place blame, but to shift the lens, to honor the courage it takes to be seen, and to see oneself, not through the eyes of a patriarchal canon, but through our own. Catherine McCormick's Women in the Picture and Jennifer Higgy's The Mirror and the Palette were powerful companions in this research. They illuminate just how deep the distortion runs and how women, time and again, subverted it with quiet resilience and stunning clarity. Here's the truth. The gaze that has shaped how women see themselves has been male for far too long, but that ends here. In The Gaze Reclaimed, we'll explore the lives and works of diverse women artists who dare to look back and record what they saw. These are stories of audacity, vulnerability, and transformation. And I invite you to join this movement, not as a passive listener, but as a participant. You don't have to be an artist. You don't need training. All you need is a mirror, a pencil, and the willingness to look. The guide in the show notes is there to support you. In September, my new course begins if you wish to go further and deeper. And you can also tell me if you want to be put on the mailing list. Let's be honest, it's not always easy. Some days I look in the mirror and I see grief, and other days I see strength. But what matters is that I see fully, truly, without apology. If generations of women before us could find the courage to reclaim their image in oil, chalk, ink, or pastel, so can we. This isn't just a series. It's a reclamation of vision, of voice, of self. And yes, this is just the beginning. The gaze is no longer theirs to define. It's ours to reclaim. We will discuss artists as Toyin Oyi Odutola, Faith Ringgold, Artemisia Gentilici, Elisabetta Serrani, Edmonia Lewis, Frances Bell, and Berta Morisot. So they are respectively from the US, the first one, Odutola, a very young African-American artist, Faith Ringgold, African-American, Artemisia Gentilici, Elisabetta Serrani, both Italian 17th century painters, Edmonia Lewis, 19th century first black sculptor in the US, African and indigenous background. Frances Bell, a UK portrait artist, one of my favorites at the moment, and Berta Morisot. She is the mother of Impressionism. And as a bonus, only available through the community, there will be episodes of Gwen John, Judith Leister, and Marlène Dumas. Next week, we start with Artemisia Gentilici. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.